Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Screen Nerds Podcast. My name's Michael Burgett, and thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode of Arthur the King. Brand new film, just out in theaters, checked it out, wanted to share some of my thoughts with you on the film. Now, the film is based on a true story, and it tells the story of Michael, who is an adventure racer, which constitutes basically running, biking, hiking, climbing, kayaking, and all these different things through really rough terrain over the course of 5 to 10 days, typically. And he's a racer who, in his previous race, crashed out after one day. And years later, he wants one more race. He feels like he has one more race left in him. And so he gathers together a team to compete again. And this time around, they're racing in the Dominican Republic. And during that race, he comes across an abandoned dog who kind of becomes the symbol of their team, who they end up calling Arthur, as Arthur the King. And we, you know, see the story of Michael and the team and Arthur and in their journey, both in the race and in just in the aftermath of that. And that's the premise of the film. So like I said, this is based on a true story. The events, I think, happened in 2018, I think is 2015 was the first race that is brought up. And then 2018 is where the race that's prominent in the film. And I think I remember the story from when it actually happened. I think the actual racer is Swedish and wrote a book on it. And that's kind of where the film is based on, the book. So I think I remember the story, but it obviously it's been several years since then. And so I kind of forgotten it, but saw the trailer for it and it looked really interesting. And I mean, who doesn't love a film with a dog in it that, you know, is, you know, has that heartwarming story to it. And it's a sports movie. So got that element to it. And the cast, it's got a really good cast in it. So I was like, I want to check this out. And so was really interested in checking it out. And coming out of the film, I really enjoyed it. It was what I expected for it, being a, you know, based on a true story film, a sports film, all those different things. It really was what I was expecting of it, which was just a good, solid film. Mentioned the cast. Mark Wahlberg is the star. He plays Michael in it. It's very much a Mark Wahlberg kind of a role. You know, he really kind of embodies this character of Michael that is a, you know, type A personality of a fighter. He always is wanting to pursue the win. And, you know, sometimes it comes at a cost at times, but just really just wants to pursue that. You know, you have Simu Liu, who is Leo, who is a guy who was on both of those teams. He was on the 2015 team and the 2018 team. And he's a self-promoter. Like, he has the Instagram, the TikTok, and all those different things. And he's, I guess you would say he's an influencer in the sport or whatever. Or that's the way he was, that character was portrayed. Really, really enjoyed his performance. I thought he did a great job. Natalie Emanuel, who I know best from the later Fast and Furious films, she plays Olivia. Really enjoyed her performance as well. Just the actress, I think it's Juliet Rylance, I think, plays Helen, who is Michael's wife. Really enjoyed her performance as well. Even Paul Guilfoyle, who I know from CSI as Captain Brass, he plays the father to Michael, and you know he had a small role in it. Was really good. And then you also have Bear Grylls, the famed adventurer. He has a role in the film as himself. He mostly it's just voiceover work, but really, I think kind of gives a little credence to the film because, you know, his role in that area gives that kind of clarity and sincerity to the role, so, and to the production. So really enjoyed that. The cinematography I thought was beautiful. I mean, it really feels like that you're in the Dominican Republic through the cities and through the country, and really just feels like you're there in the hiking and the running and the climbing and everything along with that. It just really makes you feel like you're a part of it. And so really enjoyed that. I enjoyed the story for the most part. One of the things that was funny, when I was watching the film, I was thinking about my friends over at Cinematic Underdogs podcast, Jordan and Paul, which if you haven't checked their podcast out, highly recommend it. But I was watching this film and was thinking about them and the idea of the sports tropes. And you really have that with this team of adventure racers. You have Michael, who is the leader, who is very much a captain, who sometimes can be not exactly the best captain until he, you know, kind of has that experience with Arthur to learn what it means to lead a team and not just be a racer of one, but a racer of a team and a leader of a team. You have Chig, who is the navigator, who is the old statesman, so to speak. He was with the other team that was kind of the typical leaders, but because of an injury, he was kind of kicked off their team. And so he's on Michael's team as someone who, you know, he's that veteran who, you know, people think is over the hill, but he, you know, still is, still got something left in the tank. You have Olivia, who is the daughter of an elite and well-known racer, who is the second of, you know, what is, you know, what was, you know, a, you know, a dynasty, so to speak. So she's kind of the one that, you know, people expect a lot out of, but then she, you know, is she as great as her dad? You know, is there's, you know, those kind of questions. And then, like I mentioned, Leo, who is kind of the superstar in his own mind, you know, the influencer who, you know, wants to be the leader, but, you know, hasn't really achieved the greatness to be the leader, so to speak. So really was thinking about all those kind of sports tropes that are there with this team, but it really fits perfectly and it makes total sense. And then you have Arthur, who, you know, is this dog who kind of makes these group of individuals really come together and be a team. Like, they really become a team through Arthur, and you see that through the film. And so I really enjoyed that story. There was really only one little thing in the story that I would say is something that was a negative to me, and I won't share it because it could be a spoiler of sorts, but there was one through line in the story, and I wouldn't even say it was a through line. It was just one little anecdote that was brought up about midway through the film that, you know, really shines a negative light onto Michael, when at that point he was, you know, building a building positive story with him. And there's just little negative anecdote, and it's never brought up again at the rest of the film. And so that was one thing that I would have either excised that through line or that little anecdote, or I would have brought it up at the end, like have something that ties it up, because otherwise you have that one little anecdote that, you know, shows Michael, who is improving and growing, it shows him kind of back in a negative light of sorts, and then it's never addressed in the rest of the film. But other than that, I really thought the story was really good. I really enjoyed the dichotomy of the different teams. Again, another sports trope when you have the heavy favorite team who, you know, is kind of the bad guys, so to speak, of the team against the underdog team that Michael is leading. I really enjoyed that kind of dynamic there as well. The music, I thought that you had a good mix of like popular music along with like orchestral score that was kind of mixed in very well. Overall, it's a fun film. It's a film that, you know, if you love dogs, I think you'll really enjoy this film. There was some points I was worried about Arthur, and I think that was what the filmmakers wanted, is to make you worry that, you know, something was going to happen with Arthur, but really enjoyed that. And so if you're a fan of dogs, I think you'll really enjoy this one. If you love a good sports film, I think you'll enjoy this one. I think this is one of Mark Wahlberg's better performances. He is one that, you know, can sometimes hit or miss, but I think for this one, I think this was a hit for him. So if you're a Mark Wahlberg fan, I think you'll enjoy this one as well. It's just a good, inspiring film. It's a good, rousing, make you feel good kind of film. And sometimes you just want to go to the movies and go see a uplifting kind of film. And I feel like that's what Arthur the King is. So that's my thoughts on the film. I'd love to hear your thoughts on the film when you see it, or any film that you've been checking out of late. You can let me know your thoughts anytime by email, screennerdspodcast@gmail.com. You can always find us on Twitter @screennerdspod and tweet your thoughts there. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky just by searching Screen Nerds Podcast, hitting that like button, hitting that follow button, and sharing your thoughts there. And if you get an opportunity, please rate and review and subscribe to the podcast. We're on all the places that you get your podcasts, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, CastBox, Amazon Music, wherever it is that you get your podcasts. If you would, leave a written review, leave a 5-star review, hopefully, and share the podcast around and let others know about the Screen Nerds Podcast. We'd really appreciate it. So again, thanks for joining me for this quick screen episode. My name is Michael Burgett, and we will catch you on the next episode.